Yesterday, the Clearwater Threshers became the first team in the Florida State League to reach 30 wins on the season. And today, they hope to make the St. Lucie Mets the first minor league team to reach 30 losses on the season. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and I'll be giving you the play-by-play for some Florida State League baseball as the Clearwater Threshers, owners of the best record in minor league ball, take on the St. Lucie Mets here at Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida. Some thunderstorm scares earlier on, but the weather is clear. Some clouds in the sky, but the sun is out over Clover Park as the Clearwater Threshers look for their fourth straight win. They'll be facing Franklin Gomez, starter for the Mets tonight. 1-1 is his record so far with an ERA of 4.05 against the Clearwater Threshers with a win percentage just a hair under 700. The best winning percentage in all of minor league baseball. Leading off for the Threshers for the second straight night is Bryson Ware tonight at third base after playing in left in yesterday's 8-1 victory over St. Lucie. The Threshers lost a tough one on Tuesday and have won all three games since. Fifth game of the series begins with the ball in the hands of the lefty Franklin Gomez. He winds, kicks, and deals. First pitch slider misses low and into Ware. And we are underway here at Clover Park. I almost said Baycare Ballpark because, frankly, it's a force of habit at this point. 1-0 the count to Ware as the breaking ball misses inside to make it 2-0. Ware went to Auburn University, 23 years old, had three walks and five at-bats last night. 2-0 the pitch, and the fastball gets the outside corner to make it 2-1. Three for his last 10 is Bryson in the three games he has played this series. He's 3-for-10, two RBIs, and four walks with 3-1 scored. Now the 2-1. As outside on the curveball, three balls and one strike the count from Franklin Gomez. The Mets in their Marvel-inspired defenders of the diamond uniforms tonight. As Gomez deals, Ware grounds it to short. It's backhanded by Barrow. He throws a long one to first, and it skips through the legs of the first baseman, Ronald Hernandez. Should be an error on the throw. And the leadoff man is aboard for the Clearwater Threshers on the E6. With that, we start with the starting lineup for the Clearwater Threshers. Bryson Ware just reached on an error by Boston Barrow, the Mets shortstop, and now Aiden Miller follows him up as the second hitter. Pierce Bennett will hit third for the first time this season, and Dakota Kotowski returns as the cleanup hitter and DH for the Threshers. Devin Saltabon will bat fifth, Keaton Anthony sixth, Jared Thomas seventh, Raylan Heredia eighth, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu rounds out the Threshers' batting order. First pitch to Miller instead is a pickoff attempt that's smothered in the ground by Ronald Hernandez before a pitch is thrown to Miller. Ware, four steals in eight attempts so far this season. He has two steals in four attempts so far this series. Big leadoff of first for Ware as the lefty Gomez looks over at first and fires home to Miller as the breaking ball misses inside and low to make it a 1-0 count. Frank Jones behind home plate in the umpire crew, and Austin Machek is the bases umpire currently on the second base side behind the pitcher's mound. Now the 1-0 to Miller. Slapped foul, and it's 1-1. Aiden Miller, 27th overall pick of the Phillies in last year's draft. He's played in three games this series with hits in each one of them. 4-for-13 this week with four RBIs. Three of those four hits have gone for extra bases. He's 6-for-19 over a five-game win streak, or hit on base streak that has lasted a week. Breaking ball misses outside as Ware's off for second base, and he knew he was out, and he stands up at second base is as the tag is applied by Jesus Baez. It's a 2-1 count to Miller as Ware has now been caught for the fifth time this year for the first out in the first inning. So a 2-1 count to Miller, and now the base is clear. 2-1. Swing and a miss on the curveball, and it's 2-2. Miller played 10 games in the Complex League last year and played 10 games for Clearwater. He hit .216 in the regular season before starring in the postseason for the Threshers. Fastball inside. It's called a strike, immediately challenged by Miller, and that's going to change it. Three balls and two strikes is now the count, and that I don't even know how that was called a strike. But a 3-2 count to Miller, who hit .216 for the Threshers in the regular season last year, ramped it up to .368 in six postseason games. Now the payoff pitch is a breaking ball on the outside corner, challenged again by Miller. And for the second time in a row, Aiden Miller successfully challenges a call that overturns a strike to a ball. This one is ball four, and Miller will head to first base with 10 steals in 11 attempts this season, and he has now seven walks in his last six games, all of which he has reached base. Now Pierce Bennett up to the plate with a man on first for the Threshers, and we set the defense for the St. Lucie Mets after the pickoff throw. Miller slides in safe at first base, a close call at the bag on the tag from Ronald Hernandez. He is the Mets' first baseman. Next to him is Jesus Baez at second, Boston Barrow at short, and Marco Vargas at third base. In the outfield for the Mets, Kellum Clark in left, Diego Mosquera in center, and Jeffrey Rosa in right field, with the catcher Vincent Peroza, battery mate of Franklin Gomez. Hit on the ground towards second base. No play at second, so the throw from Baez goes to first, and Bennett is retired on the 4-3 for the second out in the first inning. Routine play for Baez, who is in the field for the first time this series. He has been the designated hitter in all the three games he has played. So has Dakota Katowski, who is the DH and cleanup man, up with Miller at second base and two outs in the top of the first inning. Threshers still without their first hit. Mets with an error already in the inning. And Katowski has been swinging a hot bat this week as he takes a slider, rests the bat for a called strike one. Three-game hit streak over the course of this series. 5-for-12 with two homers and six RBIs. Second series in a row where the Threshers have had a hitter with multiple home runs. Last week it was Devin Saltabon with a two-homer game against Daytona. Breaking ball missing low, and it's a 1-1 count to Dakota Katowski. He began his career as an outfielder but switched to first base when he was signed by the Phillies as an undrafted free agent out of Missouri State back in 2022. He was a corner outfielder at Missouri State. First team All-MVC and freshman All-American in his first season at the college, as he swings and misses at a curveball to make it 1-2. And he was just outside the top 10 in home runs with 24 in his final season at Missouri State in 2022. Complex League MVP last year as well. 1-2. Swing and a miss, and that's going to do it for the first inning. Threshers get two runners aboard, no runs, no hits, one error, one man left, and it's scoreless after the first half of the first inning. The Mets come to grab the sticks next.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday homecoming. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Bottom of the first inning here in Port St. Lucie, and the Mets to the plate for the first time against Mavis Graves, fresh off his first career relief appearance. Fastball in for a called strike to Boston Barrow, and Graves picking up right where he left off in a dominant relief outing last week. 0-1. Bouncer over to second base, picked up on the run by Saltabon. He glides and sends it to first for the first out of the first inning. Boston Barrow, the leadoff man, with a ground out to second. And now Jesus Baez returns as the number two hitter for the St. Lucie Mets. Baez is followed up by Marco Vargas in the three spot and Jeffrey Rosa in the hole hitting cleanup. Colin Houck is the DH batting fifth. Ronald Hernandez hits sixth. Vincent Perozzo seventh. Kellum Clark eighth. And Diego Mascaro, the nine hitter for the Mets, as the fastball misses outside to Jesus Baez to make it a 1-0 count. Graves, a fastball, sinker, changeup, cutter, and a curveball. The five-pitch mix for the lefty as Baez hits a towering pop-up out to short. Miller is there, and he drifts back, making the catch with his glove hand for the second out of the first inning. We'll set the defense for the Threshers as Marco Vargas steps up to the plate for St. Lucie, beginning with Keaton Anthony at first base, Devin Saltabon at second, Bryson Ware at third, and Aiden Miller at short. In the outfield for the Threshers, Pierce Bennett in left field, Avery Owusu-Asiedu in center, and Raylan Heredia over in right field for Clearwater. The catcher, Jared Thomas, catching the lefty, Mavis Graves, who sends a fastball low for ball one to the Mets' third baseman, Marco Vargas. Graves had made 17 starts in his first 17 appearances as a pro and came out of the bullpen for the first time against Daytona on Saturday, a week ago today, as he starts off Vargas with a 2-0 count. And he was dominant out of the pen. One unearned run in a career-best six innings for Mavis as he sends a slider to the outside edge for a called strike one. 10 strikeouts, also a career high on just one hit and two walks. Graves got his fourth win of the season, and he has wins in back-to-back outings. Vargas takes a look at a fastball inside, and it's 3-1. Graves, as I mentioned, coming off of his career-high performance in both innings pitched and strikeouts. Vargas swings at a breaking ball, and the count fills up at 3-2. Graves has wins in back-to-back outings, two earned runs in five innings on the road against Tampa, and last week, the 10-strikeout, six-inning performance for his fourth win of the season. Payoff pitch, high chopper foul down the first baseline, and the count stays full at 3-2. On the season, Graves has thrown 31 innings heading into this game, 3.48 ERA in six starts and seven outings, with a 4-1 record, 12 walks, and 41 strikeouts. Fastball misses upstairs, and Vargas is the Mets' first base runner with a two-out walk in the first inning. Walk number 13 on the season allowed by Mavis Graves. That'll bring up Jeffrey Rosa, who is in right field once again, wearing number 38 as opposed to his usual 58. With the specialty jerseys on the backs of the St. Lucie Mets players. Graves, a glance over at first, and the pickoff attempt in without a tag applied by Keaton Anthony. Marco Vargas is the man on first for the Mets with two outs in a scoreless bottom of the first inning here at Clover Park. Vargas has five steals in six attempts this season, and he is 32-43 over his three-year minor league career. First pitch, a fastball, challenged by Jared Thomas, and the pitch remains ball number one. Two outs, man on first here in the bottom of the first inning as Graves deals. Fastball, sliced foul, and the count's 0-1. Mm-hmm. Rosa was the cleanup man last night as well, singled and scored the only run of the game in the seventh inning, and was otherwise 1-for-4 in the Mets' loss. Runner goes to second, pitches inside and in the dirt, so Marco Vargas has his sixth stolen base without a throw to the Keystone sack. 6-for-7 is Vargas, and the Mets have a man in scoring position with two outs and a 2-1 count on Jeffrey Rosa. Rosa, 2 home runs and 9 RBIs on the season, hitting just south of 200 at 192 with a 638 OPS. Now the 2-1. The fastball lifted high in the air and foul down the right field line. Count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Mets won game number 1 on Tuesday. The Threshers have won each of the past 3. And now have the highest run differential in the Florida State League after a 13 run differential over the last 2 wins. Curveball misses outside to fill up the count at 3-2. Vargas on second base. He increases his lead with 2 outs and a full count to Rosa. Graves, a glance over at second. Now the payoff pitch. Runner stays put, and Rosa lifts this out to shallow right field. Heredia sprinting towards the foul line. He calls off the infield and makes the catch in foul territory for the final out of the first inning. So the Threshers allow one man aboard due to a walk, but he stays right there, and we're scoreless through 1 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Baker Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threshers and Beachside Hospitality Group are calling first responders to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, June 1st. All first responders will get in the baseball game free with half-price tickets for their family members if they visit BayCare box office. Bring the kids to the emergency vehicle touch-a-truck and stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. Proceeds of the night benefit Operation Restore at the Franciscan Center in Tampa. So get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and support your local heroes at BayCare Ballpark on June 1st. Watch me.
Top of the second inning, still scoreless here at Clover Park. Devin Saltabon leading off the frame against Franklin Gomez and the St. Lucie Mets. First pitch to Saltabon, cut on a missed on the slider, and it's 0-1. Saltabon is having himself a nice week for the Threshers, after getting 2 home runs last week in a game against Daytona. This week, he's 1-for-10, but he's walked 5 times and driven in 4 runs. Hard ground ball foul down the third baseline, and the count's 0-2 for Saltabon, who will be followed up by Keaton Anthony and Jared Thomas here in the top of the second inning. Still scoreless here in Clover Park, and Saltabon looking to change that. He has played 4 games this week and reached in all 4. 5 walks, 4 RBIs, and 3 runs scored over the on-base streak. 0-2 the pitch, cut on and missed, and the breaking ball stamps the second straight strikeout for Franklin Gomez. He is the second Gomez to pitch this week, no relation to Christopher Gomez, who allowed 5 runs on 3 hits in an inning and 2/3 in yesterday's 8-1 victory for Clearwater. Now Keaton Anthony, who went 2-for-5 with a double in yesterday's game, back up in the top of the first inning, or top of the second inning. 1 out to Anthony as he takes a slider for a called strike, 0-1. 3-for-9 over 2 games this series, double and a run scored, also a stolen base. He has 3 on the season, and he's riding a 4-game hit streak that has lasted since the Daytona series last week. Curveball missing inside, similar location to the last slider from Franklin Gomez, and it's a 1-1 count to the right-hander out of Iowa in Keaton Anthony. 7 for his last 17 on the four-game hit streak for Anthony, his longest such streak of the season, as the slider misses inside, is challenged by the catcher, and remains unchanged. Two balls, one strike, the count to Anthony, 22 years old, signed as an undrafted free agent out of Iowa. 2-1 the pitch, cracker of a line drive, and it goes foul. Went just past the glove of Marco Vargas. And now the count evens at 2-2 as Anthony takes some time before climbing back into the right-handed batter's box. Second in the Florida State League with an on-base percentage of .458 is Anthony, and he's hitting .304 with 11 RBIs. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs, it's 3-2. Still looking for his first home run as a Thresher. He had 2 in 9 games in the Florida Complex League. But Anthony has yet to go yard for Clearwater, though he does have 7 doubles this season. 2 of them over his 4-game hit streak, including one last night. 3-2 the count with 1 gone in the second. Now the pitch to Anthony, a slider low and in, and that's ball 4. Second walk of the game issued by Franklin Gomez, and the one-out walk puts Anthony aboard the first base bag. Now for the first time this series, Jared Thomas making his first start since Wednesday, 1-for-5 with a strikeout in Wednesday's victory for Clearwater after going 0-for-6 with 2 walks at home against Daytona. Anthony, 3 steals and 3 attempts. He is on first base with a short lead. It's Thomas pushes a bunt foul down the third base line, and it's an 0-1 count. We've seen that a lot more from Thresher's batters, and honestly, I think part of that is because of Jared Thomas. Against Daytona, the Threshers had a doubleheader on Thursday. They lost the first game, and in game number 2, they were locked in a scoreless tie with the Tortugas until the bottom of the 6th inning when Nico Poaca-Grego led off with a double. He was replaced by a pinch runner and moved along by an expertly placed sacrifice bunt from Jared Thomas. Since then, we've seen bunt singles from Jordan Viers and Avery Owusu-Asiedu as the cut fastball misses up and outside to Thomas to make it 1-0. So the Threshers do play some good fundamental baseball, courtesy of a great coaching staff led by Marty Malloy. 1-1 the count to Thomas. 1 gone and a man on first. The pitch from the lefty is a slider outside that bounces out of the glove of Vincent Perozzo and makes it a 2-1 count to Thomas. He's a catcher himself. Began the year on the injured list, and after the conclusion of his rehab assignment, he stayed with the Threshers, starting on the injured list for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the High A affiliate of the Phillies. 2-1 to Thomas. Instead, it's a pickoff move. Anthony back in, standing up without a throw. The transfer to the Threshers became official on Saturday, May 17th. So a week ago yesterday. I guess it's Friday, May 17th then. I'm not good with dates. 2-1 the count, 1 gone, and 1 on first. As a long look to first from Gomez, now he deals. Thomas spins a cutter foul, and the count's 2-2. Thomas played 2 seasons at the University of Miami. He had less than 60 at-bats in 30 games at the U. And then he transferred to Loyola Marymount and hit 6 home runs in his first 36 games at LMU. He finished a 2-year career with a .303 average and was picked in the 15th round by the Phillies last year. This year, he starts off the game with a called strike 3, and that's the 3rd strikeout of the day, 2nd of the inning for Franklin Gomez. So 2 gone in the 2nd, and now Raylan Heredia up to the plate. And he is having a great series so far for Clearwater, hit in a 3rd of his at-bats, 5-for-15, with 5 RBIs, the most he's had in a series this season. Heredia launches the first pitch he sees out to right center field. Mascara goes back, and he makes the catch on the back pedal for the final out of the 2nd inning. So once again, the Threshers get a runner aboard via a walk, but no one comes home. One man left aboard as we head to the bottom of the 2nd, still scoreless here at Clover Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for pink. Come out to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Healthcare Foundation. A portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition pink beach bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for Pink on May 31st at BayCare Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Mavis Graves starts off the second inning with a slider outside, a 1-0 count to begin the frame against the Mets designated hitter Colin Houck, 32nd overall pick in last year's draft. Takes a fastball on the outside edge to make it 1-1. He's DHing today, followed by Ronald Hernandez and Vincent Perozzo, as we're still scoreless in the second inning. Swing to miss on the breaking ball, and it's 1-2 to Colin Houck, who's had a tough start to his first full season, hitting 188 with 11 RBIs and an on-base percentage under 300. One ball, two strikes, the count to Houck, a high school shortstop taken out of Parkview High School in Georgia. Now the 1-2. Fastball outside, and it's 2-2 now. Houck had a day on last night after taking the day off on Thursday, went 2-for-4 with a double in an otherwise difficult game for the Mets, and Graves gets him out with a breaking ball, swing and a miss for strike three, and that is the first out of the second inning. So the leadoff man is struck out. Graves has his 42nd strikeout of the season, and there's one gone in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Ronald Hernandez, reigning player of the week in the Florida State League, and he takes the first pitch to short on a grounder. Miller scoops it up, throws on the run to first for the second out in the second inning. Routine at shortstop for Miller, and I don't even think I can give you a proper number on how often he practices those running throws. He'll often bring manager Marty Malloy out of the dugout or off of the batting turtle just to get some extra reps when he is not taking batting practice. He is going right back to that shortstop spot and working on tough plays like that running ground ball that you just heard him make with ease. So two gone, and Vincent Perozzo back to the plate. Left-on-left matchup as the lefty Graves starts off with a slider outside to make it 1-0. Two gone in a scoreless bottom of the second inning as Graves deals. Fastball sliced high and foul. No run after it as that one destined for the seats. One ball, one strike, the count to Perozzo, who came off the injured list at the beginning of the week on Wednesday. 14 RBIs on the season and an OPS of 654 for the Mets catcher as Graves steps off the mound while Perozzo is back in the Mets dugout getting a new piece of lumber after his bat broke on that foul pop fly. He'll step back to the plate. One ball and one strike the count with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. So a new bat for Perozzo, stays with the all-tan piece of lumber. some pine tar right on the neck next to the barrel. Now the 1-1. Slider cut on, and I don't know if I think that was fouled off the plate because it bounced forward onto the infield grass, and it's 1-2. But Graves fooling Perozzo with his breaking pitch to get the second strike. 25 pitches, 14 for strike so far for Graves, and the 1-2 is a slider inside. Count evens at 2-2. Perozzo was a St. Lucie Met last season, also spent some time in the Florida Complex League, as the 2-2 bounces into the glove of Jared Thomas, filling up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So payoff pitch coming from Mavis Graves. He's set from the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. Payoff pitch, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Fastball to the outside corner, and Graves has fan 2 in the second inning. And he sends the Mets down in order to keep us scoreless heading into the third.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Baycare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by Baycare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at Baycare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Avery Owusu-Asidu, the batter for the Threshers, leading off a scoreless top of the third inning. He takes a breaking ball inside for ball number one as Franklin Gomez starts off the third with a 1-0 count. Owusu-Asidu to be followed by Ware and Miller here in the top of the third inning as he checks wings, but the ball hits the handle of his bat and goes foul, 1-1 on a pitch that was well inside. Owusu-Asidu had held up the swing, but the ball just found the lumber. Now 1-1. Hit back up the middle by Owusu-Asidu. Into the shift as Baez backhands it, sends it to first in time for the first out in the third inning. One gone as the leadoff man Bryson Ware comes up to the plate, 0-1, but he reached on an error before he was taken off the bag by Vincent Perozzo on a caught stealing. He's got a 3-game on base streak throughout the duration of this series, and Ware has played both in the infield and the outfield so far this week. Left field in the leadoff spot yesterday, third base in the leadoff spot tonight. First pitch, hit one high in the air out to right field. Rosa going towards the foul line, and he's not going to get there. It lands on the grass in foul territory in right, and it's an 0-1 count to Bryson Ware. 23 years old is Ware. three walks despite not getting a hit in yesterday's game and scored two runs. He has three hits in each of the past two series with a couple of RBIs. 13 ribbies on the season with two home runs, both coming at BayCare Ballpark. Here's the 0-1 to Ware. Breaking ball inside, and the count evens at 1-1. He has hit two home runs on the road for the Threshers. One in Tampa, one in Jupiter. 1-1. Tap foul down the first baseline, and the breaking ball rolls toward the Threshers dugout, and it's 1-2. Ware played 150 games in two seasons at Auburn. And now the 1-2. Up and inside, 2-2. Finished his Tigers career, .350 batting average in his senior season with 24 homers and 63 RBIs in a career year before the Phillies picked him in the eighth round of last year's draft. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Ware. Now the pitch, breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. Ware didn't like it, but he won't challenge the call as Franklin Gomez now has four punch-outs, and the last one gets the second out of the third inning. Now Aiden Miller up to the plate for the Threshers. He walked with nobody out in the first inning, actually with one out in the first inning because Ware had already been caught stealing. He takes a breaking ball inside, and it's 0-1. And now Miller has reached base in four straight games. In six straight games. He's looking for his fourth straight game with a hit, but he started off 0-2. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, bouncing on the plate, and there's one ball and two strikes now to the Thresher shortstop. Miller, 27th overall pick of last year's draft, despite being ranked as the 13th best overall draft prospect by MLB.com, fourth best in the infield. 1-2, fastball outside, and it's 2-2. An injury at the beginning of his senior season made it difficult for teams to take a chance on him early on. The Phillies did not hesitate as Miller pops one up to shallow right field. Baez calls off the right fielder Rosa, reaches in to make the grab, and it's a 1-2-3 third inning for the Threshers. So Clearwater goes down in order, still without a hit after the first three. Through 2.5 here at Clover Park, we are scoreless. Here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the third inning, still scoreless. Here with Kellum Clark leading off the inning, followed by Diego Mosquera and Boston Barrow. First pitch, grazed foul, rolling towards the Threshers dugout off the end of Clark's bat, and it's 0-1. He's one of the few college draftees on this Mets team, is Clark. picked in the 20th round of last year's draft as he takes a called strike to make it 0-2. Clark has played in both corner outfield slots tonight, drafted out of Mississippi State by the Mets last year. 0-2 slider misses outside, and he doesn't get the chase on the left-handed batter, does Graves. Clark, in just his fourth game of the season, is 0 for his first seven with two walks and three strikeouts. Now the 1-2. Tapped foul off the end of the bat and off the railing of the Mets dugout. That causes a bunch of St. Lucie Mets to duck away from the hard hit foul ball. So 1-2 count to Clark. Graves has now thrown 32 pitches with 18 over for strikes here in the bottom of the third inning. Now the 1-2. Slider in the dirt, and it's 2-2 to Kellum Clark in left field tonight after playing in right in his last time in the field. That was on Wednesday before he was taken out by Jairo Cuevas in a substitution. Slider to the outside corner, and it's a called strike three. Mavis Graves didn't strike out a batter in the first inning, but he has struck out three of the last four and gets the strikeout looking on Clark to get the first out in the third and bring up Diego Mosquera. 481 OBP for Mosquera in center field again, hitting 195 with 10 RBIs as he takes the fastball for a called strike one. Mosquera has only played in center this week for the Mets as Graves deals. Grounder down the third baseline, backhanded by Ware. He bobbles the ball, high throw to first, and it sails off the tarp and out of play. And I believe that is going to send Mosquera to second base on the A5, which it does. Ware had to rush the throw after the ball bounced out of his glove on the backhand attempt. And now Mosquera goes to second base on the E5. First error of the game by the Threshers. Now each team with one. And the Mets with a runner in scoring position for the first time since the first inning. One gone, and a man on second base with another lefty up at the plate in Boston Barra. Graves, left-handed hurlers, looks at second and fires home. Swung and a missed on the fastball from Barrow, and it's 0-1. He's been maybe the Mets' best hitter so far this week, but he grounded out to first back in the first inning. And since the leadoff single yesterday, he has been retired in each of his last four plate appearances. 0-1. Fastball, sliced foul, and out of play, maybe out of the stadium, as it went through the roof in one of the open slats, and the supporting walls holding up the roof that is providing the press box with some nice shade. 0-2 the count as time is called by Barrow. He's got 14 RBIs on the season, and he actually played youth baseball growing up in California with Caden Hediger, who is on the Threshers bench but turns 20 today. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Mavis Graves completely fooling Barrow with the curveball. And the sword gets the fourth strikeout of the game for Caden Hediger on a three-pitch K that brings up the second out in the third. Now the infield shifts to the right for right-handed hitting batter Jesus Baez, who popped out to Miller in his last at-bat. He holds up his swing. Appeal says no go from Austin Machak, and it's 1-0. So a big happy birthday to Caden Hediger, who turns 20 today. And I know one thing he wants for his birthday is a Threshers victory. Scoreless now with two outs in the bottom of the third inning, and the 1-0 to Baez is a slider that just misses outside to make it 2-0. Jesus Baez, Mets leader in homers and RBIs so far this season with five dingers and 24 ribbies. 2-0 pitch, fastball, tap, foul, and it's 2-1. Diego Mosquera is on second. He was off on contact, so he'll head back to the Keystone set as the count falls to 2-1 on Jesus Baez. 807 OPS this season and he's hitting 286. Graves, a glance at second, and he fires home, fouled away on the slider, and Baez was way early on the swing, and the count is now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Man on second with 2 outs. Here in the third, Graves deals. Slider called, strike 3, just drifting over the middle of the plate. And aside from the error, Mavis Graves has struck out the side here in the third inning. So one runner left aboard on 2 errors, no runs, no hits for the Mets. And we're through 3 innings here in Clover Park in a scoreless ball game between the Clearwater Threshers and the St. Lucie Mets.
Bring your dog to a baseball game. The last Friday home game of the month at BayCare Ballpark sees the Clearwater Threshers take the field as the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Check out the cool alternate uniforms and bring your pet to the next Beach Dogs Friday on May 31st. Tickets for your furry friend benefit canine partners for Patriots that night. Catch some minor league baseball action with your dog and support a great cause on May 31st. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Top of the fourth inning, still scoreless. Threshers looking for their first hit, and Pierce Bennett hopes to be the guy to do it. He started off with a slider on the inside corner for a called strike, as the heart of the Threshers' order tries to get the Threshers' first hit in the top of the fourth inning. The 0-1 is a breaking ball that misses outside. 1-ball, 1-strike is the count to Bennett, 20th rounder out of Wake Forest in last year's draft. Bennett on an 8-game on base streak, one shy of his season-long 9-game on base streak that began at the beginning of April and lasted for most of the month. 2-1 is the count as the breaking ball misses low to Bennett, who is hitting 263 on the season with 13 RBIs. Now the 2-1. Fastball upstairs, and it's 3-1 to the 22-year-old outfielder coming out of Wake Forest. Also played second base at Wake, but has yet to play in the infield for the Threshers. 3-1, breaking ball low, and that's 9 straight games reaching base for Pierce Bennett. And for the first time, a leadoff man has reached safely for the Threshers. Bryson Ware reached on an error to lead off the game in the first for the only other leadoff man to reach for either side. So the on-base streak continues for Bennett. He has 9 walks in his last 9 games, and now Dakota Katowski up to the plate for the Threshers with a strikeout to his name today. First pitch taken back up the middle for a base hit, and he's got the first hit of the ball game. Bennett stops at second as the hard ground ball rolls right to Diego Mosquera, and Dakota Katowski with a single to get the Threshers' first hit of the ball game and extend his series to a 4-game hit streak. He has played in 4 games this week in what has been maybe his best series of the season. He hit almost 500 against Tampa a couple weeks ago and is now 6 for his first 14 here in Port St. Lucie. So the Threshers get the goose egg out of the hit column and now have 2 aboard for Devin Saltabon with nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Still goose eggs in the scoreless column for both teams. And the first pitch to Saltabon gets away from the catcher but not far enough to move the runners. Saltabon giving Bennett the stop sign as the ball rolled just to the left of the batter's circle behind home plate. So a 1-0 count to Saltabon, who struck out to lead off the second inning. And he's got a little on-base streak going himself. Saltabon has reached in each of the four games he has played this series. He has made now four starts in five games this week in Port St. Lucie. 1-0 now to Saltabon. Swing and a miss out in front of the curve, and it's 1-1. Saltabon, a graduate of Hilo High School in 2023, came to the United States to chase his pro baseball dreams in the MLB Draft League with the West Virginia Black Bears, former big league affiliate in the New York Penn League until 2021. 1-1, curve low, and it's 2-1. In the draft league, Saltabon played just 11 games, scored 6 runs, and drove in 9 with 3 steals, playing primarily in the outfield. And he was one of 6 draft leaguers in 2023 to earn an invite to the MLB Combine, where he wildly impressed scouts with his contact ability, and he continues to do so here in Clearwater. There's a nice look at one. He takes one on a ride out to left field, and that ball is gone. Devin Saltabon, a hard line drive out to left field, and it goes over the wall in left center for a 3-run bomb. That ball got out of here before I even had time to realize how far that was going. And it's 3-0 Threshers as Saltabon gets not only his first homer on the road, but his first multi-run home run. That gives the Threshers a 3-0 lead here in the fourth inning. Fifth homer of Saltabon's season, and he has 20 RBIs, the third Thresher to reach that mark so far this season, joining Dakota Katowski and Aiden Miller, who each got their 20th RBI of the year last night. So a mound visit concludes as Vincent Perozzo tries to calm down Gomez, who is visibly frustrated on the mound after he let up that rocket to Devin Saltabon. And the Threshers now have a 3-0 lead with still no one out here in the top of the fourth. Keaton Anthony takes the first pitch slider inside for ball number one. And Perozzo challenges the call by Frank Jones, and the call stays as ball one. Bennett has reached base in each of the last five games, looking to extend his four-game hit streak as the 1-0 pitch is hit on a high fly ball out to center field. Mosquera is there, two-handed grab for the first out in the fourth inning. So it's 3-0 Threshers, and Jared Thomas now up to the plate. He struck out looking in his last at-bat, has one homer and 7 RBIs. And he was the last Thresher to start the scoring with a 3-run home run. That came back in Tampa on May the 11th. First pitch to Thomas now, lefty-lefty matchup as Jared Thomas avoids the inside slider to make it 1-0. He played 3 games for the Threshers last year, walked 3 times and went 1-for-7. Reaching at all 3 games he played with Clearwater. Thomas takes it the other way for a base hit into deep left field. He'll run around first base, but holds up at first instead of going to second as the throw from Clark comes into Baez. So now 3 hits in the fourth inning for the Threshers, and Thomas aboard with 1 out on his second knock of the week. So one gone, and Raylan Heredia now at the plate for Clearwater. 2 homers and 11 RBIs, and he got a well-deserved day off last night after lighting up the scoreboard in Thursday's victory. Breaking ball low, it's a 1-0 count to Heredia, who flying out to center in his last at-bat. He tied a career high for the third time and first time this season with 4 RBIs on a 2-for-5 day in a Threshers 13-7 win against St. Lucie. 1-0, it's a pickoff move over to first base. Back in safely is Jared Thomas, who has yet to even attempt a stolen base in his minor league career. 1-0-2 Heredia, who has 1 steal this season, but he also has 2 homers and 11 RBIs. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball on the outside edge, and it's a 1-1 count to the Threshers' right fielder. 20 years old is Heredia, coming out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, where he was signed as an amateur free agent in 2021 by the Phillies. Here's the 1-1. Fastball low, it's 2-1. Played 18 games for the Threshers last season after earning the call-up in mid-August, slashing .279, .338, and .410 with 8 RBIs and a home run that came in West Palm Beach. Now the 2-1. Kanana missed on the cutter, and it's 2-2. Heredia, 5-for-15, now 5-for-16 after the flyout this series with 5 RBIs of his 11 on the season. And he missed the first half of April with an injury, but has come back with a vengeance in the month of May. 2-2 the count to Heredia, and the pitch, fastball on the outside edge, but it's challenged by Heredia. Might have dropped a little low, but he's rung up anyway on the called strike three. So two gone, and that is the fifth strikeout of the day for Franklin Gomez. 63 pitches, 33 for strikes, with two gone now here in the fourth inning. And the number nine hitter, Avery Owusu-Isiedu, up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Jared Thomas is on first, taking a short lead, and Owusu-Isiedu up with two outs and a 3-0 lead for the Threshers. Pickoff attempt at first base. Thomas back in without a tag applied. Owusu-Isiedu is 0-for-1. He grounded out to second back in the third inning. 0-1. Curveball on the outside edge. It's a called strike one. Owusu-Isiedu hitting .209 on the season. Two homers and 13 RBIs. One homer on the road and one homer at home for the Threshers. Had a leadoff jack in the sixth inning that gave the Threshers the lead for good to start off the Daytona series with a victory. He takes a breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike two. Owusu-Isiedu has played in center field, and every time he has gone to the field against or for the Threshers this season, and he has played in each of the Threshers' last 10 games. Swing and a miss on the slider, and back-to-back strikeouts for Gomez end the fourth inning. But the Threshers get on the board on a 3-run homer by Devin Saltabon. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 1 man left aboard. Threshers lead it 3-0 as we go to the bottom fourth.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Baker Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threshers and Beachside Hospitality Group are calling first responders to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, June 1st. All first responders will get in the baseball game free with half-price tickets for their family members if they visit BayCare box office. Bring the kids to the emergency vehicle touch-a-truck and stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. Proceeds of the night benefit Operation Restore at the Franciscan Center in Tampa. So get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and support your local heroes at BayCare Ballpark on June 1st.
Watch me now!
The Clearwater Threshers.
0-1 the count to Marco Vargas leading off the fourth inning. Lights are on here at Clover Park as Graves quickly works in a slider on the outside corner for strike two. O-2 pitch, another slider. This one misses low, and it's a 1-2 count to Marco Vargas. The lights are on around Clover Park as the Threshers lit up the scoreboard with a 3-run homer by Devin Saltabon to take a lead here in the fourth. Now the 1-2 to Vargas, and the bottom of the fourth is began with a called strike three. Heavy doses, sliders, and curveballs for Mavis Graves, who gets Vargas down looking and is now struck out all but two batters in the last now 2 1/3 innings. Six strikeouts on the evening for Mavis Graves for the forced out in the fourth inning. Now Jeffrey Rosa up at the plate for St. Lucie with one gone. He takes a fastball low for ball number one. Rosa hit a foul ball that was caught by Heredia back in the first inning as the fastball misses outside. 2-0 the count now to the Mets right fielder. 3-0 the lead for the Threshers. Three runs, three hits, and two errors so far for Clearwater. The Mets are scoreless with an error to their name. Now the 2-0 to Rosa. Swing and a miss on the slider, and it's 2-1. Rosa on the season. Two homers, nine RBIs, and an OPS of 627. 306 on base percentage with an average of 189, and now the count's 3-1. As the curve misses low and away to the right-handed Rosa. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Thomas. Three balls and two strikes. Now the count to the Mets right fielder. So the count is full, and Rosa will take a timeout. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning as the Threshers lead it 3-0 on a clearing night here in Port St. Lucie. The 3-2 pitch is popped up onto the infield, foul territory, drifting to fair, and it's Keaton Anthony who makes the catch on the infield grass by first, two down in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Colin Houck, the Mets' most recent first-round pick. But he struck out back in the second inning. He was actually the first strikeout victim of Mavis Graves, who now has six Ks in 3 2/3. 55 pitches so far for Mavis. 34 have gone over for strikes. That one does not, as the curve misses outside to make it 1-0. Two gone here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Three-run lead for the Threshers. Now Graves deals. 1-0, cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. Another slider. As Mavis Graves is using his breaking balls a whole lot here in today's game. 1-1 the count to Houck now, and the pitch for Mavis. Swing and a miss on another slider, 1-2, and that's all Houck has seen in this at-bat, and he still can't hit it. Mavis Graves, one of the strikeout leaders for the Threshers so far this season. Only behind George Clausen and Luke Russo with strikeouts as he gets Houck on a called strike three. Curveball fools him on the outside corner. Make that seven Ks for Mavis Graves. Two strikeouts in each of the last three innings for Mavis, and the Threshers keep St. Lucie blank, leading 3-0 heading into the top of the fifth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for Pink.
Come out to Bay Care Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Healthcare Foundation. A portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition pink beach bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for Pink on May 31st at Bay Care Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
Top of the fifth, top of the order for the Clearwater Threshers as Bryson Ware leads off the fifth inning. 3-0 lead for the Threshers in a pretty well-pitched game by both lefty starters. Franklin Gomez throws a fastball above the bunt attempt, which Ware pulled back in the nick of time to make it a 1-0 count. 3-0 lead for the Threshers. All three of their hits came in the fourth inning, including a three-run blast by Devin Saltabon. 1-0, breaking ball on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Just at the knees of Ware, but he challenges the call, and it stays at one call and one strike. Now the 1-1. Tap foul going the other way, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes the count. Now the pitch. Fastball upstairs, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count. Miller and Bennett to follow Bryson Ware. Both of them have already reached safely. Ware reached on an error in the first, and he is 0 for 2. Now the 2-2 pitch. Well outside on the breaker, and the count runs full to Bryson Ware, who has reached in each of the three games he has played so far this series. Now a full count, payoff pitch to Bryson. Fastball inside, called strike three. And Ware, again, not liking the call, but he will not challenge as he is down on strikes for the second time. Second punch out of the game from Franklin Gomez. He has now thrown 71 pitches with 40 over for strikes as Aiden Miller steps up to the plate with one out. Fastball missing inside. It's a called strike one to Aiden Miller, who walked in the first and popped out in the third. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and now it's 0-2. Four homers, 21 RBIs on the season for Miller. And after Saltabon's home run, Miller is no longer the team's home run leader. He has four long balls, and Saltabon now with five. He's got three homers over the last week. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, and it's a 1-2 count to the Threshers shortstop. Miller hasn't hit a home run since a leadoff home run against Tampa on May the 11th. Three of his four homers have come on the road. 1-2 cracks a liner foul, and it knocks off the net, scaring a fan next to the Mets dugout on the third base side, and the count stays at 1-2. Miller, 4 for 14 this series. Three of those hits, doubles, four ribbies, and now three walks. Swing and a miss on the slider there, and that's two strikeouts to start off the fifth for Franklin Gomez. Strikeout number 8 on the day for Franklin, and that'll bring up Pierce Bennett, who led off the fourth with a walk and scored on the Saltabon blast, giving him 9 walks over his last 9 games for a 9-game on base streak to tie his season long. First pitch to Bennett. Fastball just at the letters, and it's 0-1. And 0-2 on the fastball in the inside corner. Bennett played varsity baseball all 4 years of high school, played a year of basketball as well, and was then one of the top recruits in Maryland. He hits a high chopper towards the pitcher's mound. Just to the left of it is Gomez. He makes the throw to first in time for a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Two strikeouts, and the Threshers go down in order, but we're halfway home here in Port St. Lucie. Threshers 3, Mets nothing.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Little over an hour through this game tonight. Threshers with a 3-0 lead, and Mavis Graves working his way into the fifth, starting off Ronald Hernandez with a swinging strike one on an inside curveball. Next pitch, 0-1, hit on a line, and that ends the no-hitter. Base hit into left field from Ronald Hernandez, and the Threshers take their second longest no-hit bid at an end after a leadoff knock from Ronald Hernandez. 3-1 in favor of Clearwater as they lead it 3-0 with Vincent Perozzo now at the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. Ronald Hernandez, not a threat to steal. He's on first as the fastball misses low and in to Perozzo to make it 1-0. Threshers haven't had a no-hit bid this long since Wednesday, April 17th in Dunedin, as the slider from Graves misses outside to make it 2-0. Micah Ottenbright was the starter that game, and he ended up winning the pitcher of the week in the Florida State League in that week after throwing 5 no-hit frames. 2-0 the pitch, slider again, it misses inside, and it's 3-0 now to Perozzo. The Threshers took a no-hit bid into 7 innings in that game and won it by 9 runs. 3-0 the count now to Hernandez. Here's the pitch. Get me over heater. I thought it did the trick, but I guess that's ball four. So the first two reach in the fifth for St. Lucie. And now Kellum Clark, who is still searching for his first career hit with the St. Lucie Mets. But he'll have to wait as Gustavo Armas coming out to the mound to have a chat with Mavis Graves, joined by Jared Thomas. With that, we take a look at the Phillies minor league system scoreboard. The FCL Phillies had a morning tilt. Unfortunately, they lost on Jordy Martinez's rehab appearance in the Carpenter Complex, 5-4, as the FCL Phillies go back to 500 with a 5-4 defeat against the Complex League Yankees. In Aberdeen, the Threshers' high A friends, Jersey Shore Blue Claws, trailing 1-0 through one inning. Hendry Mendez, Eric Brito, and William Bergoya to lead off the top half of the second for Jersey Shore. The Reading Fight and Phils, double-A affiliate of the Phillies, trailing 2-0 against another Mets minor league team, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. That one in Binghamton. Two on, two outs for the Mets in the top of the third. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs are losing 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning against Rochester, the Nationals' AAA affiliate. Top of the fourth in Allentown with former big leaguer Carter Keboom at the plate with two gone for Rochester. First pitch now to Kellum Clark. It's a slider in for a called strike. And that is how Clark's last at-bat ended, on a called strike three. He is one of the many strikeout victims from Mavis Graves in tonight's game. So far, 7 Ks from Mavis. Another slider. This one narrowly misses on the inside edge, and it's a 1-1 count to Clark. Ronald Hernandez is on second base and Vincent Perozzo on first with no one out for the Mets in the bottom of the fifth. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Well out in front of the slider was Clark, and the count is 1-2. Three steals in Hernandez's career with two natural catchers on the base pass right now for St. Lucie. Didn't look like they'll be stealing bases anytime soon as the left-hand hitting Clark takes a timeout. So one ball, two strikes, the count. No one out yet in the bottom of the fifth inning. Graves deals. Slider low in the dirt. Did he go? Yes, he did. Eighth strikeout of the game for Graves as Clark is sent down on a check swing gone awry. And Mavis Graves is now two strikeouts away from a second straight game of double-digit punchies. One gone, and now Jared Thomas to send the signals to his infield, who shift for double play depth with the right-handed hitting Diego Mosquera up to the plate. He reached on an error in the third inning for St. Lucie and is 0-1. Swing and a miss way out in front of the slider, and it's 0-1. Two on and one out for the Mets with a tying run at the plate. Mosquera, though, has yet to hit a home run this season. He does have 10 RBIs, but a 194 average. 0-1 now to Mosquera. Hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline, and the count quickly drops to 0-2. Ronald Hernandez heading back to second base, and Vincent Perozzo going back to first as they were both off on contact. Nothing and two is the count, with one out here in the bottom fifth as Graves quickly rebounding after letting the first two aboard to start the inning. Graves, a glance at second, now the 0-2. Curveball outside, it's a 1-2 count. Two on and one out, 3-0 lead for the Threshers in the bottom of the fifth inning. Both bullpens look clear, and the 1-2. Fastball hit on the ground toward short. This could be two. Miller throws to second for one. Quick throw to first, but just not in time as Mosquera turns on the Jets to keep the inning alive on a 6-4 fielder's choice that moves Hernandez into third base with two outs in the fifth inning. So that Hernandez is the first Mets base runner to reach third today, and there are two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning for the leadoff man in Boston Barrow. He is 0 for 2 on the day, but has 14 RBIs this season and has an OPS of .777. Swing and a miss on the slider, and it's 0-1. Not a full swing from Barrow, but certainly enough to be an obvious go at a very low pitch from Mavis Graves. 0-1 the count, runners on the corners for the Mets, and the pitch, another swing and a miss. Nasty slider by Graves that Barrow can't touch, and it's down to 0-2. Two outs, two aboard, 3-0 lead for the Threshers, and Graves is spinning another gem on the hill for Clearwater. He looks over at first, now the 0-2. Curveball just missing outside, it's a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners on the corners for St. Lucie. The 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground, foul down the first baseline, and that's going to ricochet off the wall as the count stays at 1-2. The Mets are moving really quickly on contact as Hernandez has a long walk back to third. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Now the pitch. Tap foul, and Barrow knocks it off of his right leg, so he'll skip around the batter's box after his second straight foul ball. One ball, two strikes. On first is Diego Mosquera, and on third is Ronald Hernandez. 1-2 remains the count. 3-0 lead for the Threshers with two gone in the bottom of the fifth. Graves lowers the ball to the chest. He looks at first. Eight on the pitch clock. Now he deals. And Barrow steps out before the pitch was thrown. And he's granted a timeout by the home plate umpire, Frank Jones. Looked like the pitch would have been a ball anyway. But Barrow trying to get in Graves' head with a late timeout there. He's back set. And Graves deals the 1-2. Hard line drive. Foul ball down the right field line. That was very close to being a likely extra base hit. Definitely a run-producing knock from Barrow. But the count still 1-2. Two gone in the fifth. Graves deals inside on the fastball. Well blocked by Thomas. And he keeps the ball in front of him to hold Hernandez on third and prevent him from becoming the Mets' first run. The Mets' tying run is at the dish in Barrow, who faces a 2-2 count now against Mavis Graves. Graves sets, deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Pulling the string on the slider is Graves, and a swinging strike three ties Graves high as a starter with his second 9K game after beginning the contest for the Threshers. The Mets get their first hit, but that's it. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left, and it's 3-0 Threshers heading into the sixth.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Threshers with a 3-0 lead, and Dakota Katowski has played a big part in that one. He starts off by taking a cut fastball low for a called strike one at the knees. He singled and scored in the fourth, reaching with a hit for the fourth straight game in four games played this series, swinging and missing on a slider, and it's 0-2. Franklin Gomez still in the game for the Mets, and the Threshers have hit the Mets pretty hard so far this series. And now Gomez, the 0-2. Katowski spanks a line drive foul, 0-2 the count. So the Mets trying to stretch out their pitchers as much as they can, but Gomez giving the Mets a big lift. The only runs coming on a three-run homer by Devin Saltabon back in the fourth inning. Katowski was on first when that home run left the yard. Now it's an 0-2 count as Gomez deals. Fastball outside, and the count drops to 1-2. Saltabon will follow Katowski here in the top of the sixth, and Keaton Anthony is in the hole for the Threshers. 1-2. Line drive picked on a bounce at third by Marco Vargas. He sends the long throw to first, caught by Hernandez for the first out in the sixth inning. Katowski now 1-for-3, and now Devin Saltabon, the home run hero in tonight's game, who hit a hard line drive for a three-run shot in the fourth inning. Three RBIs, the most he has recorded in a single game this season, tied his season high with three ribbies that he had on Saturday against Daytona, and also that he had on August the 21st against the Complex League Tigers. 1-0 now to Saltabon. Tap back up the middle, pitcher running towards it. He picks it up on a short hop, fires a throw to first, that's high, and pulls Hernandez off the bag, and that should be the second error of the game for the St. Lucie Mets. Should be an E1, and it is. And Saltabon reaches on an error. He's one for three, but that one hit is the reason the Threshers lead by three. So one gone, and Keaton Anthony now coming up to the plate, but he'll have to take his time as Yukari De La Cruz, the St. Lucie manager, comes to pull Gomez from the game after 5 1/3 innings. He'll have an unrun charge to him if Saltabon comes around to score, but is in line for the loss after the Threshers lead by three. New pitcher coming in for the Mets, pennant left. Saltabon on first, Anthony at the plate, and the Threshers lead 3-0 in the top of the sixth when we return.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bring your dog to a baseball game. The last Friday home game of the month at BayCare Ballpark sees the Clearwater Threshers take the field as the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Check out the cool alternate uniforms and bring your pet to the next Beach Dogs Friday on May 31st. Tickets for your furry friend benefit canine partners for Patriots that night. Catch some minor league baseball action with your dog and support a great cause on May 31st. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Jeremy Peguero, the new pitcher for the Mets, starts off Keaton Anthony with a low fastball for ball number one. 5 1/3 innings of work for Franklin Gomez before he was replaced by the new reliever. 8 strikeouts, 3 walks, and all 3 of the Threshers' hits that came in the fourth inning. Saltabon is off for second, and the hit and run works. Saltabon slides into second base as Anthony reaches on the single. So Keaton Anthony extends his hit streak to 5 games, and now there are 2 on with 1 out in the sixth inning. Peguero has been in the Florida Complex League in last season, the DSL the previous 2 years, and now he is pitching his first game in full season baseball. Peguero, a career earned run average of .441 in 56 games in rookie ball, 9 of them starts, 102 innings between the DSL and FCL with an ERA of .441. Jared Thomas now up at the plate. He takes a slider for ball number one. Thomas, 1-for-2 on the day so far. 1-0 the count to Thomas. Saltabon on second, and Anthony on first. Left-hander against left-hander as Peguero loads the ball down to his chest, scans the base runners, and deals. 1-0, breaking ball, missing inside. It's a 2-0 count to Thomas. 3-0 the lead for the Threshers. And Thomas hitting .229 on the season with a homer and 7 RBIs. One out, runners on first and second. Peguero deals. Fastball darts below the zone. It's a quick 3-0 count to Jared Thomas. And Peguero is one ball away from loading the bases. Saltabon on second, Anthony on first, and the Threshers lead it 3-0. Peguero. Glance over at first base. Now he deals. Slider just catches the outside edge, and it's 3-1. Two on and one out. Four hits for the Threshers. Two errors for each team. One hit for the Mets, and a 3-0 lead for Clearwater. 3-1. Fastball inside, and that's ball four to load the bases for Raylan Heredia. Saltabon to third, Anthony to second, and Thomas to first for a loaded set of bags with one out in the sixth inning. Franklin Gomez is on the hook for an unearned run if Saltabon scores. The other two would be charged to Jeremy Peguero, who will now be met on the mound by the Mets pitching coach Jordan Krause. So we'll take a look at the Florida State League. Threshers have a three-game lead against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who come to Clearwater next week. But Lakeland at home against Palm Beach, leading 7-1 in the top of the fifth inning. In other cross-divisional action, the Daytona Tortugas trail 6-3 at home against Fort Myers. Bottom of the third inning in Daytona with one out and a man on second for the Tortugas. Tampa leads Jupiter 5-1 in the top of the seventh over at RDC. Jupiter a game behind Palm Beach at a first in the East Division. And the only fully divisional matchup in the league this season, the Bradenton Marauders lead the Dunedin Blue Jays at Lecom Park 3-1 through 3.5 innings. That's the Florida State League scoreboard, and Raylan Heredia swings and misses at a first pitch curveball for strike number one. He's up with the bases loaded after the error. Two runners in a row have reached safely for the Threshers. Saltabon on third, reaching on an error. Anthony with a single, he's on second. Jared Thomas on first after walking. 0-1 the count to Heredia. Swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Heredia 0-2 on the day. He's 5-17 on the series now after going 4-17 in five games against Daytona last week. Five RBIs after four came on the Thursday night victory for Clearwater, a career-high tying effort for Heredia. 0-2 the count with one gone in the inning. The pitch. Breaking ball, missing low and inside, almost hit Raylan, and he will stay at the plate. One ball, two strikes the count as the bases remain loaded for Clearwater. One, two to Heredia, one out, and the bases loaded for the Threshers. Doesn't look like anyone's going in the Threshers' bullpen, so we might see Graves in the sixth once again. 1-2. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Two down on a big curveball from Peguero, who gets his first strikeout as a St. Lucie Met for the second out of the inning. So two gone, and Avery Owusu-Isiedu up to the plate for the Threshers. He is 0-2 on the day so far, but comes up with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the sixth inning. 3-0 lead for Clearwater with a potential for a whole lot more with the bases jacked. First pitch to Owusu-Isiedu, swing and a miss, and the runners will come home on a wild pitch. Devin Saltabon comes in as an unearned run on Franklin Gomez. It's initially called a pass ball that moves each runner up a base. 4-0 Threshers. As Saltabon scores, Anthony moves to third and Jared Thomas to second to put runners on second and third with two outs in the sixth inning. 4-0 lead for Clearwater and an 0-1 count for Avery Owusu-Isiedu here in the top of the sixth inning. It's confirmed as a pass ball on Perozzo, his third of the week, and it's 0-1 to Heredia. The pitch. Hit on the ground, foul by Owusu-Isiedu, and now the count drops to 0-2. Strikeout in his last at-bat, ground out in his first. ABs in the third and fourth innings for Avery. And now he's got runners on second and third. Thomas has good speed on second. A single will definitely score a run. Depending on where it's hit, it could score two, as the Threshers already lead by four. 0-2 the count to Wusu Asidu as the foul ball is tossed to a fan. And we stay at 0-2. Bryson Ware hoping to get up this inning as Wusu Asidu awaits the 0-2 pitch from Peguero. The 0-2. High fly ball out to right field. Coming in is Rosa on the run. He calls off the second baseman, reaches forward for the catch, and that will end the sixth inning. But the Threshers get a run across, coming on a pass ball. One hit, one error, two men left, and it's 4-0 Clearwater heading in to the bottom of the sixth inning, where Mavis Graves will come back out on the mound for Clearwater.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Mavis Graves back out for the bottom of the sixth, facing Jesus Baez, Marco Vargas, and Jeffrey Rosa. Starting off Baez with a curveball for a called strike one. Baez 0 for 2 on the day, pop out in a strikeout as he starts with an 0-1 count as the bullpen door is closed in left field. Mavis Graves went 6 innings last week, allowed one unearned run on one hit, and threw 5 in a pitch. He has allowed just one hit and no runs. Baez loops one high and foul, and it's 0-2. 4-0 the lead for the Threshers. Clearwater with 4 hits, Mets with 1, each team with a pair of errors. So the final line for Franklin Gomez, 5 1/3 innings, 4 runs, 3 earned on 3 hits, 3 walks with 8 strikeouts as the slider misses outside to Baez to go 1-2. Graves has thrown 84 pitches now with 54 over for strikes. 1-2. Hard ground ball, foul down the third baseline. We'll do it again at 1-2. 9 strikeouts for Mavis Graves, ties his most as a starter. He had 10, which is the most by any Threshers reliever this season. And a career high for Mavis, that was a week ago, last Saturday against Daytona. 1-2 pitch. Tap back up the middle. Graves fields it on a high hop, runs towards first, pulls it out of the glove, and underhand flip to Anthony for the first out of the sixth inning. Looking to go a career high 6 innings for the second straight outing. Would be his first 6-inning game as a starter. And Graves would be the third Threshers starter to go 6 innings, fourth to go 6 innings or more, as Ottenbright went 7 on Tuesday against the St. Lucie Mets. Marco Vargas is started off the called strike on the slider. It's an 0-1 count. He walked in the first and struck out looking back in the fourth inning. Now the 0-1. Slider just missing below the knees, and it's 1-1. Graves last week was the first Threshers reliever to strike out 10 or more batters since Jonathan Petit did it last August against Lakeland. Slider misses inside to Vargas, and it's 2-1. Petit had 11 in 4 2/3 against Lakeland in a game where the Threshers came back from 6 runs down to walk off the Flying Tigers. 2-1, grounded to first, backhanded by Anthony. He'll jog to the bag himself, tag the first base bag, and that's the second out of the sixth inning. So there's some action in the Threshers' bullpen. It's a right-hander throwing, as Graves is the only lefty pitcher on the Threshers' roster. And he'll be facing Jeffrey Rosa, the right-handed right fielder, who is 0-2 with a foul fly and a pop fly. First pitch to Rosa, pops straight up, and that's in the infield on the shortstop side. Miller is there. Next to the mound, he reaches back and ends the inning. Mavis Graves goes 6 innings for the second straight outing, finishing off his game likely with a 1-2-3-6. Threshers 4, Mets nothing. To the seventh we go here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threshers and Beachside Hospitality Group are calling first responders to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, June 1st. All first responders will get in the baseball game free with half-price tickets for their family members if they visit Bay Care box office. Bring the kids to the emergency vehicle touch-a-truck and stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. Proceeds of the night benefit Operation Restore at the Franciscan Center in Tampa. So get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and support your local heroes at Bay Care Ballpark on June 1st. Watch.
Bryson Ware, leadoff hitter for the Threshers, leading off the seventh inning. Threshers with a comfortable 4-0 lead and the first full inning in Jeremy Pagaro's first full season baseball game about to commence. 4 prior seasons in rookie ball, and Pagaro now deals to Ware. Fastball gets through the legs of Vincent Perozzo, and it's a 1-0 count to Ware, who reached on an error in the first and has struck out in his 2 at-bats since. Righty still going in the pen for the Threshers, likely to replace Graves in the bottom of the seventh. 4-0 lead for Clearwater in the top of the seventh, and here's the 1-0 from Pagaro. It's fastball upstairs to go 2-0. The count to Ware. The base is clear in the top of the seventh inning. Pagaro deals. Hollow grounder foul, well fielded by the Threshers' third base coach, Michael Jones. And it's a 2-1 count to Bryson Ware. Miller and Bennett to follow the Threshers' third baseman here in the top of the seventh inning. And now Pagaro sets up from the third base side of the rubber, fires home. 2-1 pitch, popped up, high foul, and out of play. A couple of kids running to find a souvenir, and you always love when a youngster picks up a foul ball, jumping for joy. Going home with a souvenir that I'm sure the kid will remember. 2-2. Slider low and in, and it's 3-2. One of the joys of minor league baseball is seeing kids find foul balls. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Pagaro deals. Ware hits a grounder towards third, picked up on a trio of hops by Vargas. He sends a long throw to first. Hernandez extends and catches for the first out in the seventh inning. So one gone, and Aiden Miller coming up to the plate for the Threshers. He's 0 for 2 with a walk so far, and he was 0 for his first three in yesterday's game before he scored in his final two at-bats. Two-run double in the seventh, and a walk with a run ended up in the eighth inning of yesterday's 8-1 win for Clearwater. So Miller, definitely a late-game kind of guy. First pitch cut on and missed as the curveball dives below the bat. It's 0-1. Miller walked in the first, popped out in the third, and struck out swinging in the fifth. He faces an 0-1 count, still hitting well above 300 at 318 with four homers and 21 RBIs. 0-1 wrapped foul down the left field side, and it's 0-2. League best OPS of 965 for Aiden Miller, with a coveted 345 slash line, 318 average, 420 on base, and a 545 slugging percentage. And now the 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the top of the seventh where the Threshers lead it 4-0. The pitch swung on and missed, and that is the second out of the seventh inning. Second K of the day from Jeremy Peguero, and we have two outs here in the top of the seventh for Pierce Bennett. He walked and scored in the fourth, but has two ground outs sandwiching the free pass to make him 0 for 2 on the day, but he has reached in each of the last nine games. Two gone here in the seventh. Threshers lead by four. There's five on the pitch clock as Peguero deals. Fastball just catching the inside part of the plate. It's an 0-1 count to Bennett. 13 ribbies on the season for Pierce. He has played one game in each of the last two series, but has been featured a whole lot more in the Threshers lineup this week. And now the 0-1. Back up the middle on a high bounce, fielded on the backhand side by Jesus Baez. He slings it to first base. The stretch and the catch by Hernandez ends the seventh, 1-2-3. We go to the stretch. Threshers down in order in the top of the seventh. They lead the Mets 4-0.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for pink. Come out to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Health Care Foundation. A portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition pink beach bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for pink on May 31st at BayCare Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Colin Houck starts off the seventh, a 1-0 count against the new Threshers pitcher, Ethan Chenault, coming off of maybe the best game of his young career as the fastball goes for a swing and a miss to make it 1-1 to Houck. Chenault has pitched his last three outings, four innings, without allowing a run amidst some struggles at the start of the season. Curveball on the inside corner for a called strike two. 1-2, the count to Houck. Chenault came in a huge spot on Tuesday in the ninth inning tie ball game. He struck out five and allowed one hit and a walk and ended up taking his first career win. 1-2 to Houck. The pitch is on the outside corner. Initially called a strike, but it's called ball two on the challenge by Houck. He has two successful challenge for the two balls in this at bat. 2-2 the count to Houck. Top of the bottom of the seventh. 4-0 lead for the Threshers. 2-2 wave and a whiff. Strike three. And the breaking ball blown by Houck for the Threshers. 10th strikeout of the game. First K of the day for Chenault, sixth of the series, and 10th by Threshers pitching today, as Chenault replacing Mavis Graves, who is in line for what would be his fifth win of the season. Six shutout innings, just one hit and two walks allowed, and nine strikeouts, is tied second most through his young career. Fastball skips by Hernandez. It's a 1-0 count to the Mets first baseman. He logged the only hit off of Graves to lead off the fifth inning. Chenault, fastball, sinker, curve, and a changeup, and he deals the 1-0 pitch, a fastball outside, to make it 2-0. So Chenault, three straight outings without allowing a run, and as I mentioned, the biggest of which came on Wednesday against St. Lucie. 2-0. Fastball low and inside, 3-0. He ended up with a man on second in both of those innings. Two-out double in the ninth inning. And then a big strikeout to end the ninth. And the extra runner in the tenth didn't move an inch. Stayed on second as Chenault retired the side. Fastball inside for ball four. And that's a one-out walk to Ronald Hernandez to give the Mets their first base runner since the walk to Vincent Perozzo, who comes up to the plate now for St. Lucie. That was back in the fifth inning. One of the just two walks surrendered by Mavis Graves. And now Ronald Hernandez is aboard first base with one out and a 4-0 deficit at the hands of the Threshers. First pitch to Perozzo, curveball on the outside corner. It's an 0-1 count. Chenault, 18th rounder out of UNC Wilmington, where he pitched 26 games entirely as a reliever in his final season with the school. Now the 0-1. Curveball again, narrowly missing outside, and it's 1-1 to Perozzo, who struck out and walked in his two ABs today. Chenault, 5-2 record in his final year with a batting average against of around .202 in 47 and two-thirds innings, as Perozzo slices a heater foul to make it 1-2. The fastball is certainly his number one pitch, and Chenault's heater ranges from 93 to 96. 23 years old is Chenault, who was coached by Major League legend Billy Wagner. Ground ball to short. It's picked up by Miller. He sends to Saltabon. Tags the bag for one. Running first. Great stretch by Anthony, and that's a double play to end the seventh inning. Unbelievable job in the field by the Threshers as they complete a 6-4-3 turn to end the seventh briskly as soon as it starts and take us to the eighth inning. A walk, but no one stranded as Chenault faces the minimum in the seventh. The Threshers take a 4-0 lead into the eighth on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Top of the eighth inning, 4-0 lead remains for the Threshers, and the first pitch of the ace is popped up in a foul territory by Katowski. Run towards the wall by Hernandez, leaping onto the tarp, but he can't make the catch, so the ball falls harmlessly to the ground at an 0-1 count. Four runs on four hits for the Threshers, no runs on one hit for the Mets, each team with two errors with an 0-1 count to Katowski here in the top of the eighth inning. He'll be followed by Saltabon and Anthony as the heart of the Threshers' order is up in the top of the eighth inning. 0-1 now to Katowski, and Peguero deals. Fastball hit on a chopping ground ball towards third. Charging and making the play is Vargas. Throwing the run to first. It's not picked, and the ball goes awry, bounces into the seats. So Katowski will stop at second base. It was definitely an errant throw. There will be an error on the play, but the question is, will it be a hit and an error? Because it looked like Katowski had beaten the bad throw to the bag anyway. And they're going to review it. If I'm the official scorer, I call that a single and an E5 that sends Katowski to second base. Any way you slice it, the Threshers have a man on second. There is going to be an error assessed to Marco Vargas to start off this top of the eighth inning. And it's just a straight E5. Third error of the game for St. Lucie, and an unearned run is aboard second in Dakota Katowski with Devin Saltabon coming up to the plate. First pitch is in for a called strike. Fastball on the outside edge to Saltabon, who had the go-ahead three-run blast back in the fourth inning. He reached on an error in the sixth and is 1-for-3 with that three-run bomb. And now the 0-1. Fastball poked foul, bounces off the top of the netting behind home plate, and it's 0-2. Saltabon, 5 homers, 20 RBIs on the season now after the 3-run home run. Now it's 0-2. Katowski with a short lead off of second. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball at the knees, called strike three, but it's... Oh, I thought it was challenged by Saltabon. Instead, he'll just walk back to the dugout with his second strikeout of the day. So one gone. Katowski on second in a 4-0 lead for Clearwater, and Keaton Anthony up at the plate for the Threshers, 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a walk. Anthony 8 for his last 18 on this 5-game hit streak. He takes a fastball inside, and it's 1-0. Singled in the sixth, walked in the second, and is 1-for-2 today. Katowski on second, Anthony on first, or at the plate, excuse me, and the 1-0, breaking ball in for a called strike, 1-1. Anthony, 4-for-10 this series with 2 walks, 1 steal, and a double with 2 runs scored over 3 games played against the Mets. He's got a chance for his first RBI of the week with Katowski on second. 1-1, slider low, and it's 2-1. Thomas and Heredia to follow up Keaton with one out here in the top of the eighth. 2-1 the count. Katowski with a sizable lead on second, being loosely watched at the Keystone sack by Jesus Baez. 2-1 pitch. Cut fastball inside, and it's 3-1. And the call is challenged by Vincent Perozzo, and no change. That looked pretty clear to me, but Perozzo a lot closer than I am. 3-1 the count to Anthony. 4-0 the lead for the Threshers here in the top of the eighth. Man on with one out. 3-1 Anthony now. Hit on a line. Diving is the shortstop. He's not going to get there. Katowski is going to be waved around third as that's hit into deep left. Throws cut off. It's short. Anthony stays at first with an RBI single as Katowski comes all the way from second base to score an unearned run, but it still counts on the scoreboard all the same. 5-0 Threshers as the shutout lead is extended on Anthony's 12th RBI of the season. So Jeremy Peguero's first run allowed in full season ball is unearned. And Anthony aboard first with one gone in the eighth and a 5-0 lead now on the Threshers' fifth hit of the ballgame. Lefty-lefty matchup of the dish now as Jared Thomas climbs into the batter's box, 1-for-2 on the day. Reached in each of his last 2 at-bats with a walk and a knock. One gone, man on first. First pitch, Thomas, hard ground ball to first. Caught on a sliding stop by Hernandez. Out at second base and out at first on the 3-6-3 double play that ends the eighth inning. But the Threshers come aboard with another run. 1 unearned run scored on 1 hit, 1 error, nobody left. And the Threshers lead it 5-0 heading to the bottom of the eighth.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bring your dog to a baseball game. The last Friday home game of the month at Bay Care Ballpark sees the Clearwater Threshers take the field as the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Check out the cool alternate uniforms and bring your pet to the next Beach Dogs Friday on May 31st. Tickets for your furry friend benefit canine partners for Patriots that night. Catch some minor league baseball action with your dog and support a great cause on May 31st. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays?
season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kellum Clark, the leadoff man in the eighth inning, is Chenault going for two innings for his second straight outing. Starts off Clark with a curve on the outside edge for a called strike one. 5-0 lead for the Threshers. They're cruising into the bottom of the eighth as Clark takes a fastball outside for a called strike two. Clark from Mississippi State, one of the few college draft picks that is here with St. Lucie to start the season. He checks the swing, and it's ruled a ball by Austin Machek over at first base on the appeal. One ball, two strikes, the count to Clark. He's still looking for his first hit in a St. Lucie uniform, a backwards and a regular K in his two at-bats against Mavis Graves. 1-2, curveball just missing low. It's a 2-2 count now to the Mets left fielder. He'll be followed by Diego Mascara and Boston Barrow here in the bottom of the eighth inning with the Mets trailing by five. Two balls, two strikes the count as Chenault deals. Breaking ball just missing inside. The count runs full to the Mets left fielder. Pair of walks already on the season for Clark. He has yet to reach tonight. And boy, is he happy not to see Mavis Graves. Payoff pitch, fastball lifted high and foul over the roof and out of play as we continue with a full count. Sky is darkened to a navy shade of blue. Some clouds around the field at Clover Park. Payoff pitch, a breaking ball outside, and a leadoff walk issued to Kellum Clark. Second walk allowed by Chenault. The one-out walk in the seventh was instantly erased by a double play that ended the inning. And Clark is the second Mets leadoff man to reach in this game. Two walks for Graves, now two for Chenault, and Diego Mascara, the nine hitter, up at the plate. He has reached twice, once on an error, once on a fielder's choice, as he takes a breaking ball over for a called strike. Kellum Clark is on first with nobody out. And he hasn't had too many chances to steal a base, none this season, as the 0-1's fouled back by Mascara to make it 0-2. But in 2023, in 22 games between the Complex League and here in St. Lucie, Clark had three steals and three attempts. 0-2, chopped high and caught in foul territory by Thomas. It's ruled fair, so safe at second is Kellum Clark, and Mascara, who is still pleading to call that a foul ball, is out at first base. But it bounced just in front of the plate. So it's a 2-3 ground out that moves Clark to second and turns over the lineup card for St. Lucie for Boston Barrow. He is grounded out once and struck out swinging in each of his last two at-bats. Barrow 0-3 from the leadoff spot. One gone in the eighth, and Chenault deals. Curveball on the inside corner, but misses 1-0. Barrow is a homer shy of the cycle a couple days ago and is the first leadoff man for the Mets not named Marco Vargas so far this week after leading off yesterday and does the same today. 2-0 the count now as he takes a fastball from Chenault. Clark on second with one out. 2-0 to Barrow, and the pitch from Chenault is a fastball at the knees for a called strike one. Back-to-back heaters from Ethan Chenault. He has now thrown 25 pitches with 13 over the plate for strikes. 2-1 to Barrow. Fastball again, called strike two. This one on the outside part of the plate at the knees to even the count 2-2 to Barrow. One out, man on second. 5-0 lead for the Threshers in the eighth. And the pitch, hit on the ground towards second. Charging is Saltabon, fields the ball on two hops, sends it to first, retiring Barrow for the second out in the eighth inning. Clark moves to third on the ground out, and there are two away with Jesus Baez now up at the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. He's been the DH all week long, has three RBIs this week for the Mets, but is 0-for-3 today. Pop-up strikeout and a ground out back to Graves the last time he was up to lead off the sixth. Fastball right down Main Street from Chenault, and it's an 0-1 count to the Mets' second baseman. The potential first run of the game for St. Lucie is on third with two outs in the eighth, and an 0-1 to Baez, cut on and missed on a nasty breaking pitch by Chenault, and it's 0-2. That looked like a changeup on the outside edge. So an 0-2 count to Baez, Mets leader with 24 ribbies on the season. Chenault trying to stop that. 0-2, curveball, bounce weakly back over the middle. Saltabon charges, makes the play, sends a throw to first in time for the final out of the eighth inning. That could be the last at-bat that Chenault has, and he has once again put together two shutout innings for the Threshers, leaving one runner aboard with no hits or runs in the inning. Peguero back out the ninth for the Mets. It's 5-0 Threshers when we come back.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're here in the ninth inning at Clover Park. Threshers with a 5-0 lead over the St. Lucie Mets, who have just one hit through the first eight here at Clover Park. Raylan Heredia leads off the ninth against Jeremy Peguero, putting together a nice debut for St. Lucie as he sends a cut fastball inside for ball number one to Heredia. Raylan's 0-for-3 on the day, a pair of strikeouts and a flyout for the Threshers' right fielder, as Peguero gets a new ball following a 1-0 count. He'll be followed by Avery Owusu-Asiedu and Bryson Ware to lead off the top of the ninth for the Threshers. Peguero, the 1-0. Fastball outside and I guess over the plate, called strike one. One ball, one strike to Heredia, who has five hits and five RBIs so far this week. 1-1. Breaking ball over the plate for a called strike two, and it's a 1-2 count to Raylan Heredia. Heredia started the season as the number 20 prospect, according to MLB.com, in the Phillies system. And he has certainly shown signs of that with a great arm in right and a solid ability for contact and power at the plate. 2-2 as he takes the fastball outside. He had one home run and eight RBIs with the Threshers last year. This year he already has two home runs and has driven in 11. 2-2, hammer down the left field line, base hit, and that's going to go to the wall for extra bases. Heredia sprints around first and heads to second as Clark digs it out of the left field corner. And Raylan Heredia leads off the ninth inning with a stand-up double down the left field line. His sixth hit of the week is a rocket in left. And the Threshers have a man in scoring position to start the ninth inning. They're trying for all the insurance they can get. And now Avery Owusu-Isiedu is up at the plate for the Threshers with no one out and Heredia on second in the ninth. 6-for-19 so far this week is Heredia. And Owusu-Isiedu trying to be the man to drive him in. First pitch to Avery is a fastball upstairs. And that misses to make it a 1-0 count. Owusu-Isiedu is 0-for-3 today. This week, he is 3-for-16 with an RBI and 4 runs scored. 1-0 the count to Owusu-Isiedu. 5 runs on 6 hits so far for the Threshers. Now the 1-0. Fastball outside, and it's 2-0. Unearned runs in the 6th and 8th for Clearwater. After a 3-run homer by Devin Saltaban opened the scoring in the 4th. Peguero has yet to give up an earned run, but if Heredia can come home this inning, that will change. 2-0 the count to Owusu-Isiedu. Now the pitch. Fastball inside, and it's 3-0. Avery was 5-for-19, becoming the first Thresher to play all 6 games of a series last week against Daytona. He doubled homeward and drove in 4 runs. He's already scored 4 runs in his first 4 games so far this series. 3-0. Fastball outside, and that's ball number 4. Avery Owusu-Isiedu is aboard with a walk. And now the Threshers have 2 on before an out has been recorded so far in the 8th. Hard to see if the Mets have anybody warming. And the Mets field staff staying in the dugout after the 4-pitch walk. As Jeremy Peguero has now thrown 46 pitches, 27 for strikes, and that's all he's going to throw as Yukery De La Cruz is coming out of the Mets dugout to pull the left-hander from his debut. And a new pitcher will come out of left field for the St. Lucie Mets. Peguero on the hook for 2 more runs. He already allowed 1 unearned run on 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 2 2/3 innings of work. And that will be it for Peguero's St. Lucie Mets debut. A new reliever coming in with Owusu-Isiedu on first, Heredia on second, and a 5-run Threshers lead with nobody out in the top of the ninth. We'll be back here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Baker Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threshers and Beachside Hospitality Group are calling first responders to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, June 1st. All first responders will get in the baseball game free with half-price tickets for their family members if they visit BayCare box office. Bring the kids to the emergency vehicle touch-a-truck and stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. Proceeds of the night benefit Operation Restore at the Franciscan Center in Tampa. So get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and support your local heroes at BayCare Ballpark on June 1st.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Gregory Lewis out to the mound for the second time this series. He will face the top of the order for the Threshers here in the top of the ninth. And he comes in with 2 runners aboard, both great runners. And Raylan Heredia on second, Avery Owusu-Isiedu on first, with Bryson Ware greeting the lefty Lewis as the fastball into the dirt, starting off Lewis's day with 1-0 count. Lewis in for the second time this series, as I previously mentioned. Pitched the final two innings and earned his first win of the season on Tuesday. One run allowed on two hits, two walks and two strikeouts in the eighth and ninth inning against the Threshers. 1-0 count to Ware, who is 0 for 4 today. He lines a fastball foul behind home plate, and the count's 1-1. Heredia on second, Owusu-Asiedu on first. With no one out in the top of the ninth, Threshers lead it 5-0. 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Clearwater as the 1-1 fastball inside corner, 1-2 the count. St. Lucie, no runs, a hit, and 3 errors so far. The heart of their order coming up in the bottom of the ninth with Marco Vargas, Jeffrey Rosa, and Colin Houck to start off, likely against a new pitcher. 1-2 now to Ware, and the pitch. Tap foul off the railing of the Threshers dugout. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes the count. Still no one out in the ninth inning with 2 aboard and the Threshers leading by 5. Lewis scans the base runners. 4 on the clock as he deals. Almost gets Ware on the breaking ball and the count's even at 2-2. Ware reached on an error in the first inning and is 0 for 4 today. 2 strikeouts and a ground out complete his line. 2 homers, 13 RBIs on the season with an OPS of 560. As Lewis scans the base runners again, now he deals. 2-2 pitch, popped high and foul, and that lands right next to my booth. Keep it at 2-2. I need to get a glove. I need to get just a baseball glove just so I can be ready to see if a ball comes into the booth here one of these days. 2-2 the count to Ware. The last 2 pitches fouled away on 2 strikes for Bryson. 2-2. Breaking ball well outside the zone, and each runner moves up a base on a wild pitch. Heredia to third, Owusu-Asiedu to second on the wild pitch, and it's a full count to Bryson Ware as the Mets infield moving in against the power-hitting right-hander. So 2 runners in scoring position for the Threshers. 3-2 count to Bryson Ware. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat is locked and loaded. Lewis deals. Ware hits this one high in the air, deep out to center field. Should be deep enough for the runners to tag. It's caught by Mosquera, and Heredia walks home with the Threshers' 6th run of the game. Sacrifice fly from Ware makes it 6-0 Clearwater on Ware's 14th RBI of the season. That run will be charged to Peguero. Owusu-Asiedu is his responsibility as well, and he may very well score with Aiden Miller coming up to the plate. 1 out and a 6-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the ninth. Miller, though, 0-4-3. He walked in the first to extend his on-base streak to 6 games. He's got a 3-game hit streak that is on the ropes right now as he takes the first pitch for a strike. 4 for 12 this week in St. Lucie. 4 for 13 this week in St. Lucie. 4 for 16 if you include this game. 0-1. Curveball on the inside corner and at the knees to make the count 0-2 to Aiden Miller. Owusu-Asiedu remains on second base as the Threshers lead it 6-0 here in Port St. Lucie against the Mets. 0-2 to count, 1 gone in the top of the ninth inning. 7 on the pitch clock as Lewis is set. He takes a long look at second and deals home. Miller hits a high fly ball out to shallow left field. The shortstop Barrow going into foul territory, calling off Clark to make the catch. And that could be it for Miller's 3-game hit streak. 2 gone in the ninth inning as Avery Owusu-Asiedu remains on second, and Pierce Bennett is up to the plate now for the Clearwater Threshers. He is 0-3, but he walked and scored in the fourth to extend his on-base streak to a season-best tying 9 games. 9 walks over the past 9 games for Bennett. He's 8 for his last 30 with 6 ribbies and 7 runs scored. Bennett sets a charge into this one. High fly ball out to right. Rosa is there. He comes forward to make the catch and ends the 9th inning. So 1 run is allowed in the top of the 9th inning. That run comes on 1 hit with no errors and 1 man left aboard. 6-0 Threshers, a new reliever coming out of the Clearwater bullpen to try and finish this game off and seal the series with a victory. As we head to the bottom of ninth, 6-0 lead for the Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for Pink. Come out to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Healthcare Foundation. A portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition Pink Beach Bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for Pink on May 31st at BayCare Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At BayCare.
Drew Garrett on for the 9th inning. He'll face the heart of the Mets order as the Threshers lead it 6-0 heading into the 9th inning. Garrett trying to preserve the Threshers' fourth shutout win of the season. He starts off Marco Vargas with a curveball, and it's a 0-1 count to begin the bottom of the 9th inning. Two scoreless and hitless frames for Ethan Chenault. Two walks and a strikeout for the right-hander, as another curveball floats to the outside corner, called strike two on Varga, who walked in the first and is 0 for 2 since. 6-0 lead for the Threshers, 6 hits, 2 errors, no runs on a hit, and 3 errors for St. Lucie as Vargas takes a look at a fastball that brings the count to 1-2. Drew Garrett is in for his 11th appearance of the season. He's got a 1-1 record and a 169 ERA. He earned his third save of the year in a scoreless inning in the 11th on the Threshers' Wednesday afternoon victory. 2-2 now to Vargas. Nobody out. And the pitch, fastball missing upstairs to fill up the count at 3-2. Garrett, 23 years old, drafted the 19th round out of Missouri. And I think one of the reasons that he fell as late as he did in that draft was because he was injured and missed his final season at Mizzou. 3-2 pitch, hit on the ground towards second. Saltaban fields it on the run, a stumbling throw towards first, but it gets the job done for the first out of the 9th inning. Last 4 outs have been recorded on ground outs. Last 3 outs have gone from Saltaban to Keaton Anthony at second and first base. So one out in the 9th inning, and Jeffrey Rosa coming up to the plate with a new number on the Mets' limited edition Defenders of the Diamond jerseys. He's 0 for 3 with 2 pop outs and a foul out. First pitch, fastball on the outside edge from Garrett. It's an 0-1 count. And the Mizzou alum has a three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, and a curve. Now the 0-1. Slider outside, count is even at one ball and one strike. Garrett was in the Complex League last year. He is one appearance away from equaling the amount he had in his first full minor league season. As a curveball missing up and in, 2-1 the count now to Jeffrey Rosa. 12 relief appearances, had a 209 batting average against and a 2-1 record for the FCL Phillies in 13 and a third innings of work. Curveball again on the outside. It's a 3-1 count now to Rosa, who is trying to reach base for the first time tonight. 6-0 lead for the Threshers. They have walked four batters so far as a fastball upstairs, and Rosa didn't go. So that's walk number five to put the first runner aboard in the ninth inning for St. Lucie. So one on, and now Colin Houck up to the plate with one out. A double play could still end this game as the Threshers have already made turned a double play today, and they're shifted for another twin killing with Colin Houck at the plate. Fastball to the outside edge for a called strike one. Houck has 3 Ks already, trying to avoid a golden sombrero to replace the royal blue batting helmet that he is currently wearing. 0-1, cut on a miss on the high fastball, and it's 0-2. Against Mavis Graves, he struck out once swinging, once looking. And he was K'd by Ethan Chenault to lead off the seventh inning, the only strikeout of Chenault's outing today, which was his 10th appearance of the season. 0-2 count to Houck now, one out and a man aboard first. The 0-2 breaking ball gets away from the catcher, not far enough to move Rosa up a base, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count for Houck. One out here in the ninth. Garrett deals. Fastball, wave and a whiff, strike three, and Houck has a golden sombrero as he heads back to the dugout with his fourth strikeout of the day. Two gone, and Ronald Hernandez, who has the only hit of the game so far for St. Lucie, steps up to the plate. He's actually had not a bad day, considering the Threshers pitchers have just dominated this Mets lineup so far. One hit and one walk. He's the only member of the Mets to reach safely twice in today's game as the slider misses outside to Hernandez, 1-0 the count. 2 outs in Jeffrey Rosa aboard first base for the St. Lucie Mets. And the 1-0 cut on a miss on the fastball, 1-1. That fastball sitting at 94 for Garrett with Rosa aboard. Not looking to steal. He's 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts this season, but nobody covering the second base bag, so he could probably take it if he wanted. 1-1-2 Hernandez. Fastball cut on a miss, and that brings us to our final strike. One ball, two strike count to Hernandez. Two outs and a man on first here in the ninth. Threshers lead it 6-0, and they look for their fourth shutout win. The 1-2 misses inside. Thomas picks it up out of the dirt, and Rosa stays on first with a 2-2 count to Ronald Hernandez. A win here would clinch another series win for the Threshers. They have won 3 and drawn 1 series on the road and won all 3 of their series at home so far this season. 2-2 now to Hernandez. Fouled away, and we will stay at 2-2 as that ball reaches the seats down the left field line. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And a wave and a whiff for strike three. Drew Garrett strikes out the final 2 batters of the ninth to seal the Clearwater Threshers' 4th road series victory and their 4th win in shutout fashion this season. 6-0 is your final score as the Mets strand a runner aboard in the ninth, and the Clearwater Threshers take their 4th straight win. 6-0 Clearwater, 6 runs on 6 hits for the Threshers, 1 hit without a run scored for St. Lucie, and they had three of the combined five errors in tonight's game. Quick recap of tonight's contest before I send you home for the evening and bring it back tomorrow at 12:10 here at Clover Park. The game was scoreless until the third inning, which began on a leadoff walk to Pierce Bennett. Dakota Katowski took the next pitch back up the middle for a single, and Devin Saltabon cleared the bases with a three-run home run to open the scoring at 3-0. With one out in the sixth, Saltabon reached on a throwing error by Mets starter Franklin Gomez. He moved to second on a single by Keaton Anthony, and a walk to Jared Thomas loaded the bases with one out in the frame. After Gomez was replaced by Jeremy Peguero, a pass ball allowed Saltabon to score from third, increasing the Threshers' advantage to 4-0. Katowski reached on an error in the eighth inning at the beginning of the frame, with a throw by Mets for third baseman Marco Vargas landing in the stands that moved him to second. With one out in the frame, Anthony singled to left, scoring Katowski to make it 5-0 Threshers. Raylan Heredia then smashed the double down the left field line to start the ninth inning, and after a walk to Avery Owusu-Asiedu, he moved to third on a wild pitch by Mets reliever Gregory Lewis. Bryson Ware hit a fly ball to center deep enough to plate Heredia on a sacrifice fly to make it 6-0 Threshers. Drew Garrett struck out the final two batters of the ball game, and the Threshers sealed their fourth straight win with a shutout 6-0 victory. The win goes to Mavis Graves. He has 5 wins on the season and 1 loss. Franklin Gomez is 1-2 on the year, taking his second loss of the season after allowing 3 runs earned, 4 total, on 3 hits and 5 and a third inning of work. Graves, 6 innings of work, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts in another spectacular pitching performance. He has 19 Ks over his last 2 games. The Threshers clinch their 7th series victory of the season out of 8 total as the final score ends 6-0 Threshers as they take their 4th straight win over the St. Lucie Mets. Braden Tucker gets the start tomorrow against the lefty Zach Thornton of St. Lucie, and with fireworks about to start on the field, I'm going to sign off for the evening. My name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. I'll see you tomorrow at 12:10. Enjoy your Saturday night.